I called it ocular visions because there are all sorts of ocular visions, not only the actual physical sense, but what happens as you experience that peace as well. And as people walk through the space, different things can happen. There's an element of choice in how you perceive the pieces, because you can go from the inside to the outside. From the inside, you're maybe caught in the spill of a projection if the light's coming in that way. So you're looking at what's around you. You can change your perception of this piece by looking at what's on the window itself, this singular image, this still image that's projecting this movement. And you can also look at it through the image to the outside. So it's a correlation of the image itself and how what you perceive outside. So it's mediating that sense of the outside. So in a lot of ways, it's based on choice and what perception is and how you wish to take it in. And the museum becomes a housing. It also becomes a metaphor for the body, because it becomes the big eye, basically.